Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Inside Recreation, where we share all of the great things happening here at Montgomery County Recreation. I am your host, Carmen Berrios, and today we're speaking with Amanda DeFilippo. She is manager of our countywide programs. And in a bit, we'll also be speaking with Michelle Martinez, who's a customer service representative here for Montgomery County Recreation. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Carmen.
How are you doing?
Doing all right.
Thanks for joining us. All right. So we know that registration is a very important and busy time for us here at Montgomery County Recreation. And we get a lot of questions about our registration windows and the process for registering. So we just wanted to chat today to kind of go over some of that information and help our listeners understand how it all works. So I wanted to start a little bit with our website because I know that confuses some people. So the Recreation Department's website is mocorec.com.
Yep.
And there you can find information on the programs that we offer, on our facilities. There are maps, hours of operation, pool schedules, but that is not where you register. So tell me about where you go to register and how that works.
Yeah, so you can start at mocorec.com, and there is a link to Active Montgomery. So activemontgomery.org is where you register for recreation activities. We also share that website with parks, but we're here to talk about recreation today. So any activity that starts with an R is an activity that we hold.
An R is the activity number in Active Montgomery.
Correct. Okay. So you will see some R activities and some PR activities. So R is for recreation, and those are the programs that we run. So when you go to Active Montgomery, you'll land on the homepage. There's different buttons on that homepage that will lead you to various things. So if you click on the one at the top that says activities, you click on that, you can use filters and you can find any of the different programs that we offer.
Great. And so you can filter activities by type. So you can pick aquatics if you're looking for aquatics or sports. You can filter by age. What else can you filter by?
You can filter by location. Mm-hmm. If you go all the way to the bottom of the filter selection, you can also filter there by either recreation or parks.
Perfect. And so that really is just a great tool to help people find what they're looking for, since there's so much in that database, the thousands and thousands of classes that are offered between parks and recreation. And so the filter tool is your friend to help you easily find what you're looking for.
Absolutely. And if you don't quite know how to use the other filters, you can use keywords. If you use our guide and you know the activity number, you can also put that in and that'll bring you directly to it.
Perfect. So in the keyword search box, you can enter the activity code that starts with an R for recreation, and that'll take you directly to the activity that you're looking for.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Great tip to know. So obviously you can register online, and that's the preferred way to register, but there are a couple of other ways to register.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that sometimes our webpage can be a little difficult to navigate. That's why we're talking about it today. But if you need extra help, we love helping you. And we love talking about our recreation offerings. So you can call our customer service line. You can come in person to our Reedy main office, or you can come into any of our facilities and they should be able to help you navigate and get registered for those programs.
So I'm glad you mentioned those. So in person at any one of our facilities, so we have 22 recreation centers, 3 senior centers, and 4 indoor aquatic centers. So if I'm registering for ballet, do I have to go to the specific center where that class is going to be offered?
No.
To register?
No, you can go to any of those facilities.
And then, so in person, the administrative building right in the center of Wheaton, it is right by the Wheaton Metro Station. So it is easily accessible. There's a parking garage right underneath the building. It is paid parking. The easier locations to go to might be the Wheaton Recreation Center, which is right down the street from the main building, or any of the other facilities throughout the county.
If you're an early bird and you like to get up and going and want to register earlier in the morning, you might want to check out one of our 4 indoor aquatic centers.
That's a good point. So they open at 6:30 in the morning, right?
They do, bright and early.
So, if you like to get things done maybe before you go to work, or if you're just an early riser, good for you. The aquatic centers are open for you. And again, you do not have to be registering for an aquatic lesson or aquatic program in order to register at the indoor aquatic centers.
Absolutely. There is one other method. Mm-hmm. You can still register by mail. and you want to send that to our main office, and all of that information is on our website.
So we want to make sure that people understand if you're registering by mail, you must pay by check. So please don't send cash or don't write a credit card number in on your registration form. Check only, and please make sure that you sign your registration form. If you don't sign or completely fill out that registration form, then we might not be able to process your registration. Does filling out a form and sending in a check in advance kind of get you to the front of the line when registration opens?
Not that I'm aware of. Again, the best way is to register on Active Montgomery. I would say the second best way is to make sure you go in person. By mail, right, it might take a little bit longer to get to us. We may not get it in time for registration opening, and you might miss out on the activity that you want.
Yeah, and when we do receive registrations by mail, if they come in before a registration window opens, then those are held securely in a safe until the registration window opens. So we don't process them in advance. It doesn't get you special access or anything like that. They're handled in the order they're received once registration opens, but you're competing with everyone who's registering online, everyone who's calling in. And like you said, if it's delayed due to mail delivery, anything like that, it might actually slow you down a little bit.
Yeah, and some of our programs fill up in a matter of seconds. We've seen it. We've seen some of our summer camps fill up within, I think, 1.2 seconds.
There, yeah.
And swimming and pickleball. I mean, those all fill up very, very quickly.
They are really popular. So, all right, so we want to prepare for registration. We want to know what to register for. You know, we can look these things up in Active Montgomery, but the Recreation Department also has another tool available to you, right? So we put out 5 seasonal guides. Tell us about the guides.
Yeah, and I actually myself prefer to look for our activities in our guide format. It's a little bit more user-friendly. We do a PDF. You have an interactive guide all on our webpage that you're able to navigate in the way that works for you. It's definitely a little easier to navigate than Active Montgomery. You can see by type, and it's clearly laid out in an easy format. So I think keep an eye out for the guide when those are coming. It's a really good way to kind of mark what you want to do.
And now it's a digital guide.
It's
not a printed guide. So we no longer print the guide, right? We're being green. We're going electronic. So it's a digital guide. So it's a PDF. You can download the PDF on the website. You can also read it in issue, which is a program that makes it look very much like the printed guide that you used to use. You turn the pages in the app and everything. You can also use the build your own guide feature that we have online, which allows you to print out a customized guide. So you can go in there and say, I'm looking for lessons for my 5-year-old and my 7-year-old, and they like music and dance and sports, and we live in the Down County area. And that feature will print out a guide that is customized to just the filters that you put into the system. So it's a pretty cool tool.
It is. It is. It aligns much with those filters that we talked about a little bit earlier that you can use on Active Montgomery. So it does make it easy for you to customize for what you're looking for. And you can do that for every member of the family.
Absolutely. All right. So we all know Active Montgomery is the best place to register when you're going to go in on registration day. Our registration windows open at 6:30 in the morning, right? We're all still kind of groggy. We're in pajamas. We're at home trying to figure out what we're going to do. There's a really cool tool that you can use in advance to help you be ready to go registration day.
So some pro tips, right?
Insider information.
Yep, insider
here,
information.
People.
You're hearing it first. So you want to make sure, one, that you can log in before registration morning, right? That 6:30 a.m. comes very quickly. And if you're trying to get in one of those coveted programs, you really don't want anything to go wrong. So I would say at least a couple days in advance, right? Make sure that you're going in there. You can register, you can log in, no problem. Everybody in the family is on the account. 10 days in advance, you can go on Active Montgomery, log in, see those activities that you want to register for, add them to your wish list, which will make it easier the morning of registration. You just go to your wish list, add to cart, and you can process very quickly.
Right. So if they're in my wish list, then I don't have to search for them again on registration morning. They're kind of like set aside in this special little area that is like my favorite things. And so when you go in to register that morning, you just move them from your wish list to your cart and then you process your cart. So putting them in your wish list in advance does not guarantee you a spot, right?
It does not.
Okay. So it's just kind of like a holding place so that you don't have to search for them the morning of.
Correct. So it still is, you do not have a spot until you register and it goes through.
Got it. Until and then you have that receipt,
that confirmation, you know, in your email. That's another big thing. Make sure your email is up to date.
Yes. Right?
That's where you're going to get the receipt, the information, the confirmation. That receipt has a lot of great information on it about the activity, the days, the times, the location, because often you're registering so far in advance. You want that. You're probably going to have to go back to that, right? When the program is getting a little closer.
Yes. And so when that receipt is emailed to you, does it come from Montgomery County Recreation?
It does not.
No.
It comes from Active Montgomery.
Right. So make sure you're looking for an email from Active Montgomery. Check your spam filters, mm-hmm. right? Make sure you are saving Active Montgomery as a safe sender so that you are getting those receipts and confirm that you registered for the right activity, the right day, right? Sometimes people will register for a Monday, Wednesday, and they meant to register for a Tuesday, Thursday. So just confirm that you are in the right class, the right day, the right time.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's move on a little bit. So we talked about these registration windows. Montgomery County Recreation has 5 registration windows. Tell me a little bit about them and why it's so important to be aware of them.
Yeah. So we operate in 5 registration windows. I call them seasons. So I might say that when we're talking about it. Summer is our registration that is coming close. It's coming soon, right? So that's going to be in May, and that's for summer programs, not summer camps. So I'll talk about that in a minute. Fall programs, you would register for those in August. For winter, it's in November. Camps, this is the early one, right? Camps, mm-hmm. we start registration in January, and then spring in February. All those registration windows tend to happen in the middle of the month.
Yeah, they're always on or about the 15th of the month, or for the most part, they're on a Monday, except for summer camps, which is always the Tuesday after the MLK holiday. So you're always looking for that kind of middle Monday. And we put those dates out far in advance. They're up on the website. You'll see them on activemontgomery.org as well. If you're on our email distribution list, right, we talk about them in our newsletter and you'll get a separate email just reminding you about the upcoming registration windows. But that is when those programs open. So if you want to register for something in winter, you're going to start to register in the middle of November. And sometimes if you wait until the class or activity is about to start, what happens?
You miss out.
You miss out. It might be a little, it might be full. So you want to make sure that you're prepared. And the big one is summer camps.
It is far in advance for some families, but I will say it allows families to start planning early.
Yep.
Right? When our camps open, especially some of our summer fun centers, they fill up that morning. Definitely recommend planning in advance. As soon as, you know, that those holidays end, right, you need to be thinking about summer. I know it's hard in the dead of winter, but the sooner the better when you register for camps, for sure.
Yeah, so registering early gives us a couple of opportunities, right? One, it allows you to plan out your summer so you know when your kids will be in camp, you know when you're going on vacation, right? You know when you still have maybe gaps that you need to figure out childcare for. It allows us to offer payment plans. So instead of registering late into the spring, right, as we're getting really close to summer and maybe having to make that big payment in full by doing it in January, we can break up your payment into 4 payments and hopefully make that a little bit easier on your wallet, right, as you prepare for the additional expenses that come with summer vacation.
Yeah, I think that's a great addition that this department offers, right? The payment plan, certainly with families with multiple children, I think it's a really, really great strategy. Register early and hopefully that'll help.
And so another thing that helps, so great segue, is RecAssist. So RecAssist is our financial aid program. RecAssist helps to make our programs hopefully more accessible and affordable to everyone in the county. So tell me a little bit about RecAssist.
Yeah, so RecAssist is our financial assistance program. If you qualify for any of the items that list for qualification on our website, you can qualify. And for every member on the family that qualifies, you get $400. So the hope, right, is that you can, yes, most families use that for summer camp, but you can use some of those funds to do other things with us year round, which would be fantastic.
Absolutely. And so does financial aid, does RECASYS cover the entire cost of an activity?
It does not. You still have to pay 20%.
Okay. So if an activity is $100, RECASYS is going to cover 80% or $80, and I'm still responsible for the other 20%, in this case, $20. And if there is a payment plan, can I use RECASYS and the payment plans together?
Yes, you can.
Okay. So whatever my portion, whatever my 20% is specifically for summer camp when there are payment plans available, I can split up my portion into the payment plan and make smaller payments if I need to.
Yeah, with those awesome. With those two options, right, we really are trying to help anybody in Montgomery County be able to, you know, do programs with us.
Yeah, and so RECASYS has 10 qualifying programs. So if you qualify for assistance through another county agency, like Montgomery County Health and Human Services or Montgomery County Public Schools, then you may qualify for financial aid. So if you get Medicaid, SNAP, food benefits, WIC, you know, free and reduced lunch through the school system, those are just some of the programs that we accept. Who can you go do RECASYS, apply for RECASYS just anywhere?
No, you can go to our webpage.
Yes.
And you can see all of those qualifying items that you just talked about, and you can apply, or you can come to our main office at Reedy Drive and work with our wonderful customer service friends, and they will help you out.
Yes. And I always recommend before you come all the way down to Wheaton, right? If you live up in Gaithersburg, do not trek out to Wheaton. Call customer service first. Talk to them. Make sure that you have the right documentation so that when you come down here, you have everything you need. We don't want you to waste a trip down here and tell you that you don't have the right documentation, or maybe you're missing something and you have to turn around and go get that. So
yeah.
Call customer service. That number is 240-777-6840. They can walk you through the process. They can make sure that you understand the documentation you need, and then you can come in person, or like you said, you can apply online, which makes it a lot easier and a lot faster too.
Yep.
Awesome. So today we're going to try something different, guys. This is a new podcast, right? We're trying to see what works. We're going to do a bit of this segment in Spanish. So we're going to bring in Michelle Martinez, who's a representative on our customer service team, and we will have this conversation in Spanish.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Amanda. Okay, pues ahora vamos a cambiar a español para toda nuestra comunidad latina. Estamos aquí con Michelle Martinez. Michelle trabaja en nuestro departamento de servicio al cliente. Y querían hablar un poquito sobre cómo encontrar asistencia si la necesita del departamento de recreación. So, primero querían hablar sobre el departamento de servicio al cliente. Michelle, dime un poquito sobre su departamento, la asistencia que ofrecen y el horario.
Bueno, vamos a comenzar con el horario porque es algo muy importante. Nosotros abrimos a las 8:30 de la mañana y cerramos a las 4:30, lunes a viernes.
Entonces, ¿no están abiertos los sábados y domingos?
No, estamos cerrados.
Ok, ¿y dónde está ubicado la oficina?
Estamos en el centro de Wheaton. La dirección es el 2425 Reedy Drive. Y estamos en el piso 10. Dice Silver Spring, pero es Wheaton.
Es Wheaton. ¿Y hay parqueo aquí en el edificio?
Hay parqueo, pero se tiene que pagar. Es por hora. Sí.
So, si viene y está manejando, hay que pagar, porque si no paga, le van a dar multa, ¿verdad?
Sí, es $45, so no queremos.
Lo sabemos muy bien nosotros.
Sí.
Ok, entonces, si no queremos manejar, también se puede llegar por metro. El metro está bien cerquita, ¿verdad?
Sí, como a 2 minutos de aquí.
Está a cruzar la calle y la parada es la parada de Wheaton.
De Wheaton, sí.
Ok, y para los que no sepan, estamos ubicados a cruzar la calle de Wheaton Plaza, ahí mismo donde llega la Beers Mill y la Georgia.
La Georgia, ajá. Y también, si usted conocen en el mero centro de Wheaton, donde está un Dunkin' Donuts, estamos ahí, al lado. un edificio
Dunkin'
nuevo,
Donuts,
bonito, que está aquí.
Ok, so 8:30, 4:30 durante la semana.
Sí.
Y si alguien viene en persona, ¿con qué asistencia le puede dar?
Ok, so nosotros ofrecemos una beca que ayuda a pagar los programas. So, esta beca, si usted tiene alguna asistencia del gobierno, digamos Medicaid, estampillas de comida, asistencia de alquiler, usted puede cualificar por $400 cada persona.
Y entonces sí cualifico y me pone los $400 en la cuenta. Uh-huh. ¿Los $400 cubren el costo del programa completo o no?
No, solo cubre el 80%. Usted tiene la tiene que pagar el 20%.
Ok, entonces si la clase o actividad vale $100 uh-huh. y la beca te cubre 80%, que son $80, uh-huh. y usted todavía tiene que pagar $20 o el 20%.
Sí. Correcto.
Y los $400 son por cada miembro elegible en la familia. Entonces, correcto. Si son uh-huh. 5 miembros de la familia, pero solo 3 miembros reciben uh-huh. asistencia, entonces la ayudanza solamente es para esas los tres personas, miembros. Sí. Okay. Uh-huh. ¿Y lo puede usar para qué?
Puede usarlo para clases de natación, membresías de piscina, deportes. Hay muchas cosas. Muchas cosas.
Lo único en verdad que no lo puede usar para alquilar un cuarto no. para fiesta o algo no. así. Mm-mm. Y no se puede usar para comprar una gift card.
No, ni tampoco usarla para ligas de deportes.
Ah, muy bien. Okay, pero para los campamentos, uh-huh. las clases y de soccer, de fútbol, baloncesto uh-huh. y como dijo la clase de nataciones, para todo eso se puede usar.
Sí.
Okay, muy bien. Si no quiero manejar hasta Wheaton, uh-huh. también te pueden llamar, ¿sí?
Sí, pueden llamar. Nosotros le podemos dar la información cómo aplicar en nuestro sitio web, que es mocorec.com.
So, MOCORS, mocorec.com. Ahí uh-huh. pueden aplicar para la beca también.
Sí.
Sin tener que traer los documentos aquí a Wheaton.
Sí.
Pero si viene para Wheaton, siempre es mejor llamar primero, ¿verdad?
Sí, porque mucha gente sí viene con los documentos incorrectos y después lo tenemos que mandar de regreso para que vayan a buscar los documentos.
Sí, y no da tanta pena cuando hay que mandar a alguien de regreso y tienen que volver el próximo día. Entonces, sí. siempre es mejor llamar primero. Uh-huh. Tú estás ahí, está Nancy y Darius y están ahí para ayudarte en español.
Sí.
¿Verdad? Y entonces los puede ayudar con los documentos para uh-huh. estar segura que tienen todo lo que necesiten antes uh-huh. de que bajen aquí a sí. Wheaton.
Porque también al tener los documentos correctos, lo aprobamos ahí mismo. So, no toma tiempo como online en nuestro sitio web. Toma como casi 1 o 2 semanas para que lo aprueben porque tenemos que verificar los documentos y después mandar por email si están correctos o no.
Ok, entonces eso es un buen punto. Si tienes tiempo y lo puedes hacer online, entonces es un poquito más fácil, pero toma un poquito más tiempo.
Sí.
Si te tienes que registrar o si quieres registrarte uh-huh. para un campamento, una uh-huh. clase que se está llenando y necesita la asistencia más rápido, entonces es mejor venir a la oficina porque te lo dan el mismo día después que tenga todos los documentos para calificar.
Sí.
Uh-huh. Ok, muy bien. Y entonces, después que ese dinero está en la cuenta, ¿tengo que registrarme en persona para usar la asistencia o lo puedo hacer online también?
No, lo puedes hacer online. Lo único que no es tan fácil es hay unos requisitos porque el sistema no calcula el 80%. So usted tiene que calcular el 80%, aplicarlo y después el sistema ya le dice el 20% que le toca a usted.
Okay. Pero si pongo el número incorrecto y es muy alto, el uh-huh. sistema me va a decir
sí, que no es incorrecto, que tiene que ser
te dice la cantidad la que
cantidad,
tienes que
sí,
poner,
la cantidad.
¿Verdad? Mm-hmm. Okay, so vamos al sistema en activemontgomery.org. Mm-hmm. Ahí mm-hmm. puedes encontrar la clase o la actividad. Lo metes en el carrito y ya cuando vayas a pagar hay una opción donde dice scholarship. So mm-hmm. scholarship es beca en inglés, scholarship. Mm-hmm. Ahí pones el 80%. Y el sistema entonces verifica que usted tiene ese dinero en la cuenta. Y si está ahí, le va a deducir esa cantidad del total y te deja con el 20%.
Correcto.
Ok, un poquito complicado.
Sí.
So, sí. Si necesito ayuda, uh-huh. ¿qué puedo hacer?
So, usted puede llamar al servicio al cliente al 240-777-6840. Y nosotros podemos explicarle paso por paso cómo hacerlo, si lo quiere hacer usted mismo. O también nosotros podemos ayudarles con la registración.
Muy bien. Uh-huh. So, a veces te podemos ayudar por teléfono.
Sí.
Y cuando hay algún problema o no se puede hacer por teléfono, entonces puede venir a la oficina.
Sí, perfecto.
En la oficina se acepta cheque y efectivo, ¿correcto?
Sí. Uh-huh.
Online, obviamente, hay que pagar por tarjeta de crédito. También por teléfono es solamente tarjeta de crédito. Entonces, sí. Si necesitas pagar efectivo con cheque, tienes que venir a la oficina.
Sí.
Muy bien. Ok, bueno, Michelle, muchas gracias por la asistencia y toda la información. Como Michelle dijo, estamos aquí para ayudarles. El número de teléfono, una vez más, es el 240-777-6840. Y estamos aquí para ayudarlo, ayudarle en su idioma.
Sí, aquí estamos, a la orden.
Siempre a la orden. All right, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you to Amanda and Michelle as well for all of that great information. As we said, visit our website. Tons and tons of great information there, mocorec.com. And thanks to you for joining us. Join us next month again for another episode of Inside Recreation.